Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to another edition of the Candle Shore Podcast. In this episode, I will be discussing how you set up the view for the Apple Mail client on your Macintosh. There are a lot of ways to view messages in any email client, but for those of us using VoiceOver, which is a software screen reading solution for the blind and low vision, I strongly recommend that you maybe follow my steps that I use, because the technique that I employ allows me to view hundreds and hundreds of email messages in a matter of minutes. I'm dedicating this to a buddy of mine, Conrad, who lives in West Virginia, and about seven or eight other people who recently informed me that they purchased Macintosh computers as well as iPhones based on my recommendations, even though they were Windows fans on both the smartphones and the computer. So I appreciate you all contacting me, letting me know that. I'm glad you had faith in me, and I hope I can continue to live up to your expectations. And for those of you who may be listening who are Windows users, in no way am I pushing the Macintosh over a Windows computer or Windows 7. It's just that some people, I think, do benefit with a Macintosh just as much as they would with Windows. So I'm still completely impartial. However, I am delighted to know that there are those of you out there who actually trust what I say. Having said that, let's get to it. So I'm at my Macintosh. I'm using a MacBook Pro 13-inch, and I'm going to launch the dock. And by the way, in this, I will not be discussing, you know, how to set up mail or anything. This is just how to configure the view so that it will be more convenient for VoiceOver users. Okay, I'm going to launch the dock here.
Finder, running, 1 of 16.
And I'm going to use the right arrow key.
VMware Fusion, 2 of 6, mail, 3 of 16.
And there's mail. I'm going to launch mail.
Mail, running, 3, mail, window, inbox, 1517 messages, 15 unread.
I prefer to view my messages in threaded view. It means that all the messages that share a common header will be displayed in chronological order from the original message to the most recent message. And the way I'm going to do it is when we open one thread, it will open all of the messages at once so that there's no need to keep using the up and down arrow keys and the VoiceOver jump command. Okay, so what I first suggest you do is we're going to go to the Mail Preferences window.
Menu bar, Apple. Apple menu, 12 items. Mail menu, 8 items. About Mail. Preferences, ellipsis, command, comma.
So now I'm going to Preferences.
Preferences, now in window, viewing, none, pop-up button.
I'll navigate this, but we want to go to the View tab in the Preferences pane.
Show header detail, toolbar.
And you can do that by going into the toolbar.
Interact with toolbar. Accounts button.
We have the Accounts button.
RSS button.
RSS button.
Junk mail button. Fonts and colors button. Viewing, selected button.
And of course, I'm already selected on the Viewing button, and I could just press the VoiceOver spacebar.
Press Viewing. Selected button.
And then I will stop interacting with the toolbar.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And now we'll go and see the only change I recommend that you make.
Show header detail.
It says show header detail. And we want to turn this off.
None pop-up button.
And I already have mine set to none. I'm going to activate this button so you can, or the pop-up, so you can see the choices that we have.
Menu. 4 items. Check mark. None. Default. All. Custom. Ellipsis.
Okay, so let's set that to none.
All. Default. Check mark. None. Closing menu. None. Pop-up button.
And that's the only major change that we make in this. That's pretty much it. And by the way, we can, on a case-by-case basis, turn the header information on. So it's not anything we'll have to go back in to do. And now I'm going to close this dialog box by pressing Command W.
Close. Now in window. Inbox. 1519 messages. 17 unread. Messages. Table. One row selected.
The next thing I suggest that we do, of course, is we want to make sure that we have the view set to threaded view. So I'm going to go to the menu bar by doing a VoiceOver M.
Menu bar, Apple.
And go to the view menu.
Mail, file, edit, view.
Press the down arrow key.
View, menu, 16 columns, sort by, check mark, organized by thread.
So I have mine already checked, organized by thread. And if yours is not checked, of course, simply press enter and that will toggle the threading view. That'll toggle, forgive me, the threaded view on. The next thing I want to do is to go back to the menu, and you'll go down the list until you see or hear where it says
expand all threads. Collapse all threads.
Collapse all threads. You'll need to do this at least once. Sometimes, depending on how you navigate, you may inadvertently expand all the threads. You don't want to do that because that will really defeat the purpose. So we're going to come up and do press enter on this.
Collapse all threads.
And this will make sure that all your threads are collapsed and that the only items that will be listed in your inbox or various boxes that you have will just be the names of the various thread. And in other words, if there were 10 messages, all of which said, Mark Taylor is a great guy. Okay. instead of seeing that 10 times, you just see Mark Taylor's a great guy under one message or one line, one row in the table. All right. Next, of course, we want to do is we want to make sure you have it organized in a chronological order. I like mine to be, I like my table inbox to be with the most recent on top. So we're going to adjust this. This will be the last real adjustment that we make. I'm going to be in my table of messages. And again, I'm using my my main mailbox here.
With messages, table, row 6 of 1196.
Sorry about the clicking noise. That has to do with the MacBook engaging and disengaging the audio feed to the mixer. Okay, so let's take a look.
Status, blank.
The status is blank. If I had an unread message, of course, it will say unread.
From Raul A. Subject, a free word game.
I'm just using the voiceover command, which is voiceover right arrow. I'm going to go to the date field.
Date received today 3:39 p.m.
While I'm in this column, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter which message or row you're on. When I'm in this row, and you really should be at the very top. It might help you organize. If you do a voiceover and the vertical bar, okay? And the vertical bar is the shift of the backslash. So if you're using a MacBook Pro, you're going to hold down the shift, the option command keys, and also press the backslash. When you press it once, it'll sort ascending. And if you press it again, it'll sort descending. And it will do that since we're on the date column, it's sorting it by date. If you were to sort it on the from column, it would sort it based on the alphabet, if that makes any sense. Go ahead and do that. So these are the basic steps that we have to make this wonderful thing happen. So let me recap very quickly before I move on. Open up Mail. Go into the Mail Preferences. Make sure you go to the View tab or Viewing tab. In the Viewing tab, under the header item, you want to turn that off or show none. Okay? Message headers. And then, it doesn't matter what order you do this in, by the way. And then when you're back in your mailboxes, or when you're back in your inbox, or whatever box you want to be in, whichever, in your mail client, you want to go to the View tab, and you want to make sure that you have the threaded view selected, and that you've collapsed all of your threads. Finally, you want to, while in the table of messages, you want to voice over, you want to go over or put focus on the date received and use the voiceover command, which is the voiceover plus the vertical bar or the shift of the backslash. And that will sort either ascending or descending. A lot of people like to use voiceover with the voiceover J, which jumps them from one message into the preview pane and back and forth and all that. That works. That's okay. It's never been my favorite. I like to have everything done as automatically as possible, which means as few keyboard commands that I need to issue as possible. So let's see how this is going to work. And I haven't rehearsed this in terms of looking at all my messages, so I may get a few surprises here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to voice over back over.
A free word from Raul A. Gallegos, status blank.
I'm on this message, and I'm just going to press the enter key.
Net text, hello everyone. Mail has new window.
I don't know if you could hear that, but there was a little ding ding. When I press enter in a threaded view, it opens up each message in a separate window. And again, it's going to open them from the oldest to the newest or most recent, from the original message to the most recent message. So if I have, let's say, 20 messages in this thread, in this case, I think I only have two. And for each message, you'll hear a little ding. If opening the thread will open more than 10 windows, you will get a warning message asking you, would you like to open this thread? It contains, and I've seen as many as 100 windows. So I've opened two. I didn't know it was going to be two, but I did. So I'm going to, let's just read this message. And by the way, I should tell you that, and let me do it again, because when you open it, VoiceOver will automatically begin reading the message. And this is what I like the most. I don't want to have to keep issuing commands. I'm going to press enter, and you're going to hear it start to read.
Text. Hello, everyone. I would like to tell you about the new game which I found today. It is free, although normally it is a paid game. This is a word-style game similar to Scrabble. It is called Moxie. So if you want to get it today, go ahead and do so from the App Store. So far from my brief playing, it is very speech-friendly with VoiceOver. Many thanks. Raoul E.
Okay, I just pressed the control key to stop it. So I listened to his message. I got two options. Usually what I will do is I will just want to close this window. I'm going to press the command key and the letter W. That will close this window, this message, and it will display the next message. Okay, and it'll start reading that. And again, because I'm talking to you, VoiceOver has to kick in, but in reality, it will be just fine. So I'm going to start over and just walk through the process so you will hear it as smoothly as it really is.
Now in wind, close. Now in wind,
right, I'm going to press enter.
Text. Hello, everyone. I would like to.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do a command W.
Free, although normally it is a paid close. Now in window, a free word game, inbox, text. So, is this one person or two person game? Can you give any?
You get the idea? And now I can close this one also. Again, a command W.
Close. Now in window, inbox.
That's how simple it is. Let's do another one with maybe a few more messages if I can find one.
Dragon dictation for iOS becomes accessible.
Okay, here's one. Dragon dictation becomes accessible. I'm going to press enter. It's going to start to open it.
Text. Are you sure you want to open 1-1 messages? Each message opens in a separate window.
So it asked me, if I continue, I'm going to open up 11 different windows. And I want to do this. I may not. Sometimes if I'm not that interested, I may just decide not to do it. Okay, so I'm just going to use the voiceover command to open this up.
Each message opens in a separate open button. Cancel button.
So I have two choices. I'm going to choose open.
Open button. Press open button. Text. Dragon dictation for iOS becomes accessible, though usable. The Dragon dictation iOS app from blank nuance.com had a number of accessibility.
Okay, so there's the first message, and it's just a general release. Now, a couple of things. I could just do command W, command W, command W to close all these. And that's if I want to save them or delete them all at once. I didn't cover this, but if you are in your inbox, let me close all of these. I'm going to do I would never do this in real life, but I wanted you to see how it works. I'm going to count 11, but you don't have to. Just listen. I'm going to just do a command W.
Close, now in window, inbox.
I just did a command W till I got back to my inbox. If I press the delete key on this subject, it would delete all of the messages in that thread. That's certainly one way to do it, and that's fine. But what if you have 11 messages and you like some that you want to save and some you don't? Let's see how you do that. Again, I'm going to press enter on this just to launch it.
Dragon dictation for iOS becomes accessible. Text. Are you sure you want to open 1-1 messages? Each message opens in a separate window. Open button. Press open button. Text. Dragon dictation for mail has.
I have 11 windows open. I'm going to just close a couple.
Close now in window. Close now in window. Dragon dictation for iOS becomes accessible. Inbox. Text. Yes, I just updated my dragon dictation and it is finally 100% accessible. Yay.
So let's assume I'm on the third message back now. I can do a command W to close that one. But assuming that there's some of these I like and some of them I don't, I can simply press the delete key. If I press the delete key instead of a command W, it will delete that message out of the thread. So you don't have to save the entire thread. I've had many messages where I had 30 different messages in a thread, and I only like 3 or 4 responses that I need to save. Maybe some of them have some real good information. In that situation, all I do is just press the delete key in that thread on everyone I don't want. And then, of course, when I do that, the next time I open that thread, assuming I empty all the deleted messages, it will only come up with the 2 or 3 that I saved. I hope that makes sense. Here's one more scenario that you will definitely encounter. First, I'm going to close this thread again.
Close, now in window, close, now in window, inbox.
I'm going to press enter on this thread again, and we're going to get the same warning message, okay?
Text. Are you sure you want to open 1-1 messages? Each message opens in a separate open button.
I'm going to open the message thread.
Press open button. Text. Dragon dictation. Mail. Mail. Mail has new.
Now, let's say I'm not interested in this thread. I've gone through three or four messages by doing a command W. Okay. And I'm closed a few. And let's say I got, I don't know, maybe 40 messages, 40 different emails in this thread. I've gone through 8 of them and I'm not sure that I want to see the rest right now. And I don't want to have to keep counting, go press command W, command W, command W, command W. That's certainly no fun. So to close all of the remaining messages, and this will also close the inbox, but it won't close mail. I simply do a command option W. Okay, so I'm going to close a few windows.
Close now in window, close now in window, re, drag invitation for iOS become.
Okay, and I go, yeah, I've heard enough of this. I'm still interested, but not right now. I'm going to do a command option W.
Menu bar.
That has closed the inbox, the message table for mail. If you could see the screen, you would notice that you can actually see your desktop, although mail is still running in the menu bar. So now I want to bring the inbox back up. And that's going to be a command number 1. So just command 1.
Inbox now in window.
And now I'm back in. And a couple of things I'll add to this, and I don't want to get too involved, is that when it brings you back up, you will be in your inbox, your unified inbox. So if you have more than one mailbox like I do, you'd have to go back down specifically to the mailbox you were in. But it's only 3 or 4 keystrokes as opposed to 40 or 50, depending on how many messages you have open. Now, if I open a thread with only 11 messages and I've gone through 5, I may just do command W 5 times to get back to it. But if I got a lot of them open and I'm really in, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do this. I'm done. I just do a command option W to close it, then a command 1 to bring it back up with the thread closed. And I hope that makes sense. It'll take some practice. It really does make voiceover, it automates the process. One more thing that I didn't forget, and that is how to manually display headers. If you open, again, we have turned the default view for headers off. So, and we did that in the view under the preferences. However, you can quickly turn, if you need to view header information, the command for that is command shift H. Okay, so command shift H will toggle the header information for that specific message on or off. And never forget, try not to forget, that when you're sure you're done deleting messages, don't forget to empty the deleted mailbox folder. That way it'll clear it off your server. That's pretty much all there is to it, my friends. Remember to make a joyful noise. I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.